Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Oldie But A Goodie podcast, where me, Zach, does all the work and Sandro's here. Hello.
What?
And we talk about these old movies from 1994. We go through the movie and we rate it Oldie But A Goodie.
Yep.
Oldie being like...
Best left in the past.
Best left in the past. Like, we could still enjoy it, it's just not worth going back and watching it.
No.
And Goodie is like, hey, this is a good film. You could go back and watch it and enjoy it. It's like a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
A good one. The Crow was really good.
The Crow was great.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
This movie, not as much.
Yeah, this one was a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Also, I'm sick and my voice left me yesterday, and that's why I don't sound great. And that's why I'm letting Zach do most of the episode
today. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm doing all the work, just like usual.
Just like usual? What?
Yeah,
all right.
I do all the heavy lifting, and then you go and edit it, and that's super easy, because all of this is great all the time. This week we were looking at, what's it called?
Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
Yeah, Even Cowgirls. That's such
a weird
name.
Thinking about it, the title has nothing to do with the film.
Yeah, it's, what is this film? We were talking about it just before. This film is just a jumble of ideas thrown together and then mashed to make them work.
Yep.
And it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't work.
There's some pretty good performances.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Honestly, all the cast members, I think, did a great job with their roles. The problem is their roles sucked.
Yep.
And the script sucked.
Oh, yeah.
And the movie sucked.
Yeah. There's also no plot, so this is probably going to be a short one.
Well, there is
as well.
Plot. The problem is there's too much of it, and it's all separate plot doing separate things that doesn't have any payoff.
Thinking about it, Act 1 is its own separate thing.
Mm.
That goes nowhere.
The only thing that continues throughout the movie is her thumbs.
Yeah.
Her hitchhiking thumbs, which we'll get into.
Yeah. Everything else
pretty is not connected.
Just stays in the act that it's in and
which
doesn't get out of it.
Really not good.
Anyway. You chose this film. Your other choice was a movie called Maverick, which is a straight western. One of our listeners said that it's actually pretty good.
I wish we had watched that one.
So,
I was just really curious. And this movie is exactly how it looks and sounds. It's just, like, just a bizarre movie, but not in the, like, Tim Burton bizarre. Like, just getting all these bizarre ideas and throwing them all together. That sounds like Tim Burton. But Tim Burton does it well.
Yeah. Mostly.
Most of the time. Like, no, but he can make it a consistent story that connects.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a whole lot of shotgun on the mantelpiece and then not using it.
Yeah.
Like, as you said, the first act, there's a load of stuff in there that doesn't come back at all.
And the stuff that does come back doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no.
Why is it coming back?
Yeah, anyway, we'll get into it.
What is this movie? So, it is based off a novel of the same name.
Yeah.
By Tom Robbins, that came out in 76.
Yeah, this is definitely a novel movie.
Yeah, it makes sense. I wonder if the novel was well received.
I don't know. Check it out real quick. I'm just going to guess, like, there's a whole bunch of stuff that connects back that they've cut out to just put important scenes. The whole thumbs thing. So the whole point of her is she's got these giant thumbs and, like, I feel like the movie focused on that very hard, and I feel like that's not as big thing in the books.
Doesn't look like the book was well received. I'm on a bunch of review sites, and the reviews are low for the most part.
That's bizarre.
It is quite strange. Anyway, it's directed by Gus Van Sant. He is probably best known for Good Will Hunting. Very good movie.
Oh, yeah. Good Will Hunting. That's one of my all-time favorite movies.
Mm.
That one is... amazing movie.
Yep.
Real tearjerker. No, but yeah, great film. Great actors, great film, great plot. Which is really weird because this plot was bizarre, but yeah. I guess he was doing a book plot, and I guess he's not good at that. I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to do it. He did write the screenplay though, so
I have no idea. Yeah, no.
Did he write Good Will Hunting? I don't know. He also did the remake of Psycho, that shot-for-shot remake that's just really bad in every single way.
Okay.
It's terrible. It stars Uma Thurman as our main character.
She was good.
She's pretty good. Keanu Reeves is in this, but his character is not important.
His character is not important at all. And I feel like in the book it was more important, maybe.
Mm.
Yeah.
John Hurt plays the Countess, which is really good. He's really good.
Yeah. He was very
flamboyant character.
Very flamboyant Countess.
Like, yeah.
And it's great. He's really good. I loved his character. All his quotes are great as well.
Oh,
it's
just great. So good. And the best named character in the whole film, played by Rain Phoenix, is Bonanza Jellybean.
Yep. Your character was there.
I also forgot to mention Mr. Miyagi's in this.
Oh, yeah.
As Pat Morita. His character's name, though, we're not going to say it.
He's an old crazy guy that lives in the mountain.
Yep, and he's got a slur for a name.
Yep.
All right, well, let's...
His character has no point in this film.
Nope.
Which sucks, because I thought he was pretty good for his part. It's again, all the actors are great. It's just the film that's bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's got 19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oof, yeah.
Yeah, really bad reception all around.
Mm.
It cost $8 million to make, though.
$8 million. Okay.
Pretty cheap. What do you think it made?
I'm going to be optimistic here. Go for $5
million. No.
No, low? Yep. Okay, $2
million. Oh, you're very close.
One and a half.
Yes.
Right.
$1.5 million.
Yikes.
Yeah, not very good.
Yeah, no. I was optimistic with the $5 million. Only $3 million dead? No. Yeah, that was bad.
Zach, this film opens the same way every film's opened so far.
Yep.
Shot of a house.
Yeah, that's true. It does start with that.
Every film.
But, hey, at least there's no narration. So then it gets into a birthday party. They're having this whole thing. She has big thumbs.
Yep.
The parents are real dicks about it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Talking right in front of her like, yep, she's doomed for life.
Yep.
But
her mum is like worried that she's not going to find a husband with these big thumbs.
Yeah. It's
just like, okay.
It's very bizarre. And then it gets into the narration.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was like, oh, thank goodness. We have the narration at the start. So, of course, we have that. Cut to a doctor's, where the doctor's checking out these giant thumbs. He can't really do much about it.
She runs away from home. Let's just talk about the thumbs for a second. Did they look good?
I thought they looked alright.
Okay.
They looked really weird, obviously. Because I think what they did was they just got this, like, child hand and then put a giant thumb. And then later on when she had, I guess, her, as an adult character, they looked real weird.
Yeah. Kind of like...
Yeah, they didn't really look like thumbs, actually. They looked like just giant digits.
Yeah, and they were like...
They're like the pointer finger rather than a thumb finger.
Yeah.
Instead of being like thumb proportioned. Because a thumb, it's like one knuckle.
Yeah,
whereas your finger has two.
And it looked like the thumb had two, right?
Yeah, you're right. Now thinking about it, it looks like she has two knuckles in it.
That is very strange.
It looks very bizarre, yes. But with this giant thumb, she gets mystical hitchhiking powers.
Yep.
That's it. We jump to her as an adult now.
Yes,
she's a professional hitchhiker. She's a
professional hitchhiker. She always hitchhikes everywhere she goes. I love the hitchhiking montages. They're really good.
Yeah, that was great. That was funny. Because she's like a master hitchhiker.
Yeah.
And it's just the actor just waving around doing like interpretive dance.
Yeah.
It's like super heavy interpretive dance.
Oh, so silly.
She signals down like a bus.
Yeah.
A car. An aeroplane.
Yep.
She like... I was so hoping that she would signal the aeroplane. It did some loops and then landed, and she hitchhiked in. That would have been great. I would have been super happy with the movie, but it didn't. No, she just made it move around with the power of her thumbs somehow. There's also like a scene here where she's hitchhiking, and she has a great quote. One of many through this movie has like great quotes. It's "I have the rhythms of the universe inside of me," which refers to her ability to hitchhike very well.
Oh dear, of course it does. It's so good. It's so good. Anyway, then we are introduced to the Count S.
Yes.
So it turns out that Uma Thurman, whose character's name is Sissy, because of course it is.
Great name.
Yeah.
Great.
All the names. Very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway. So, it turns out that she used to do some modeling for the Countess.
Right, yes.
For a female deodorant brand.
Yes. I thought at first she was a secret agent.
Because that's what it seems like, yeah.
She uses the word recruiting and other things. I don't know. I guess I was just, you know, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something.
Yeah.
You know.
It is just very confusing. Yeah, so she used to be a model for this company through the Countess.
Mm.
But yeah, now it seems like she's just...
Oh,
she's just like a... I don't know. What does she do?
Yes, so I think what happened was she had this job for a couple of years, earned some money, and then now is just like sort of homeless almost.
Yeah.
And hitchhiking everywhere, because that's what I get the feel from. But she's okay with that. That's her sort of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Almost. That's sort of the living off the land and hitchhiking and stuff like that. Anyway, so because she's good friends with this lady, because she did the modeling and stuff, she gets her to try and, like, chat up this important dude.
Yeah, so I think she's going out on a date with this artist guy.
I think it's like a double-edged sword sort of thing where the rich lady's like, oh, yeah, you should get a date, you should get in a relationship sort of thing. Oh, and just so happens, if I do this for this guy, it's going to help me as well.
Yeah.
It's like...
Yeah, maybe he's like an investor or something.
It makes sense.
Anyway.
It's not explained.
No.
Who knows?
So she meets up with the artist. He's played by Keanu Reeves.
Yep, he has this one scene. Oh no, he has like two scenes in this movie, so that's good.
Very pointless character.
Yeah, I feel bad.
How is he introduced?
He comes in and they say like, hey, and then he has an asthma attack. That's it. And then he's like apologizes through this asthma attack for ages.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of an asthma attack, that's not what you do.
No.
You would just concentrate on breathing, not apologizing.
And then, yeah, like, his friends drag him to a taxi, and they're like, come on, Sissy, you've got to get in the taxi with us. And she's like, oh, I've never ridden in a cab before. The whole idea of paying for a ride makes my thumbs hurt.
Yep. Because she's a hitchhiker. Wow.
But then... later on, she also says, I have to hitchhike a little bit each day or else my thumbs get sore.
Yes,
so what is going on with these thumbs?
Is nothing, it because it's not referenced ever again in the film.
Ugh.
She doesn't hitchhike every day
for
the rest of the film. I think that's just an excuse to leave. But I don't know what's...
She uses that as an excuse to leave.
I have no
but
idea.
Also, like, she doesn't seem like the sort of person who would...
It does.
She seems like a very earnest person.
Exactly. So I have no idea.
It's just a mess.
This is the point I realized it was deodorant company. The second time she meets up with the rich lady.
Because she talks about like how there's an article in the paper saying that the female deodorant is hurting people's skin.
Turns out Countess is sort of evil, sort of?
Maybe, or just like a business person. I don't know.
It's not touched on enough. Because it has the sort of, not even secondary story, it's like a fourth tier story.
Yeah.
About how she's like a greedy, rich person and then has an accident and becomes a good person.
Yeah.
But it's like touched twice, maybe.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's so true.
It's like hinted at. At most. But anyway.
Countess is like, I got a new job for you to try and, like, get the good word out there about our brand.
Yeah.
We're going to shoot an ad at a beauty ranch I own called The Rubber Rose.
Yep.
You're going to go there, and there are some cranes, some whooping cranes.
Oh, God, the whooping cranes.
That live on the ranch, and you're gonna go film an ad with them.
Great.
Yep.
Good stuff. All right, and then sure. We have some weird ass narration. The narration was like off its rockers, trying to explain things. There's a couple of people here. There's like Dolores. She has a whip.
Yep.
We meet the jelly bean lady. She's here.
Yep.
They're cowboys.
The way we're introduced to Jelly Bean is through this quote.
Yep.
Which I've got here, which is so good. She says, "Ah, yes. If that sissy Hankshaw ever shows up here at the ranch, I'm going to teach her how to hypnotize a chicken. Did you know chickens are the easiest to hypnotize? You just twirl it in the air 20 times and it's yours forever."
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
No, not at all. No. Very weird. Don't know what's happening. They kill off all the cows on the ranch.
Yeah.
Because that's a scene.
Diseased?
Yeah, the cows are diseased and in pain or something, so they murder him. That's a sort of, like, hinting that that's the only, like, real, like, oh, hey, the Duchess is evil.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's it for the rest of the movie.
That's it. And then, Sissy shows up to the ranch.
Yeah.
And the person who takes it there is, like, complaining about, oh, there's so many cowgirls on the ranch.
Yeah.
There's so many cowgirls. Some of them are teaching yoga. Some practice witchcraft. They're all sleeping together. Oh, these cowgirls.
Yep. So that was a thing.
At no point did the cowgirls do any cowgirling.
No, not really.
I guess
really.
They ride some horses at some point.
They ride horses and they shoot guns.
Yeah.
And they yee-haw a lot.
Oh, this is silly.
Yeah, no. She does the shooting of the ad. Like, she does the dancing for the ad.
I liked the costume for the ad as well.
That really, was a great costume.
Really good.
It was a cool costume.
Like, Uma made dressed up as a crane.
Yeah. That would have been a cool Halloween costume. I like that. It's a great positive note for this movie.
That's a good positive.
The one costume was really good.
That's where the $8 million went, and I'm glad that it went to that.
Oh, boy.
Also, on the ad shoot, it's made very clear that they are recording the music live on the ad shoot. Because there is a small band playing the music.
Yes. Maybe it's like this. They have it pre-recorded, but they're playing the music so that she can dance with it.
But then why not just get a speaker? I guess it's the 70s.
Yeah.
But also,
It's cheaper because they already have a band on hand.
I guess so.
They already have a band for the restaurant or whatever, so they're just getting the band for that.
It's just a bit like,
yeah, I'm giving a lot of credit to this movie right now, and I'm just making it up as I go, Sandro. You're going to have to give up, or I'm just going to have to more stuff up.
I'm just saying, recording something with music and having the music being played live when you've got background noise and a giant fan 2 feet away from the mic. Not good. Ooh, Don't do that.
No, a lot of it,
anyway, that scene, though, pretty good. Probably my favourite.
They wanted to have the noise of the birds in the background, Sandro.
The cranes.
They couldn't have recorded that separately, Sandro. No.
Speaking of the cranes, they cut to the cranes every, like, 10 minutes in this movie. It's so obvious that it's all stock footage. Everything of the cranes is just...
Oh, boy. Yeah, because it's like the 90s whole, like, save the environment thing, except it's, like, not even a main feature in this movie. No. It's just there. But then is the main feature of this movie? For the first two parts, it's not.
Yeah.
For the first part, it's not a thing.
No.
For the second part, it's like hinted at. It's like the background thing.
Yeah.
And for the last half, it's the main thing. And it's real weird, and it doesn't make any sense. It's just dumb.
It's sort of like, is this an environmental film? Is this a feminist film? Is this...
girl power film? Is this nature film?
Is this like... empowerment? Like, what is this movie?
It's a weird ass book.
Message, the just everything.
There's no message.
It's not there.
There's zero message. Find a single message, Sandra, in this movie.
You can't.
You can't. There's not.
Don't take cabs if you've got large thumbs.
What happens next?
Bonanza and Sissy, they have a picnic and they make out.
Oh, right, yeah, because they have this love relationship.
And then we cut to the Countess showing up at the ranch.
Yes.
And this
remember it now. Oh my god, that was so bad.
So they're throwing a party.
And the cowgirls
all show up. And the Countess is like, ugh, cowgirls, gross, get out of my ranch.
Yes, because the cowgirls are revolting now. They're like,
they don't wear deodorant.
Yep.
And so the cowgirls are like, we want the ranch for ourselves.
Yep.
And they drop their pants.
Yep.
And everyone's like, ugh.
Yep, and then they aggressively shuffle forward, which scares everyone off because they've also got guns and are firing them in the air. It's just sort of aggressively approaching. And of course, the Countess is like, oh, no, I'm very particular about my smells. No! And runs off. Yeah, it's...
What a film. What a film this is.
Yeah, no, I what remember a movie. It now.
There's this whole scene then where, like, the ranch is... Yeah, like, it's just madness.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure a building gets lit on fire.
It's crazy. Our main thumbs girl, she runs off.
Yeah.
Meets an old crazy guy in the mountains.
Yeah, but nothing comes of that.
No. He plays some poker.
He does play some poker.
And it's like, oh, the radio only plays poker. Wow.
That's bad radio.
Yep.
Bad radio station. Although it's
the best
radio station.
Yeah, it's good. It's just a poker-themed station. And they, of course, have their news sections. Yeah. They have their, like, famous poker people that come on.
Yeah.
You got the new artist in the poker scene.
He's 85 years old.
He's 85 years old, but oh my god, have you heard his accordion? His
songs are so good.
Yeah, he can smash that accordion out so hard.
So Sissy goes to see Countess, and Countess is like, oh, I'm so annoyed that we don't have the ranch anymore because all the cranes are on the ranch and we can't shoot with the cranes.
Yep.
And Sissy's like, oi.
You shouldn't be mean to my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And Countess is like, you should be on my side, slaps her.
Yep.
And she's like, well, take this, and slaps back.
She slaps back, but because of her large thumbs,
she knocks out
Duchess's
dentures.
Yep. And also, I think her nose gets bloodied.
Yeah, no.
It's pretty and violent.
No, that thumb does all work.
Yeah.
Just smack back to reality. Oh,
ooh.
There goes...
Your teeth.
Yeah.
And then the voiceover... Oh, the voiceover is so bad. The voiceover guy's like, yes, her thumbs were now weapons.
Yeah.
So she has to go to the one person who could disarm her. Or should I say, dis-thumb her.
Yep, that was the thing.
Ah!
Stop
it, movie.
The one person
you stop mean, being a movie.
The hundreds of doctors, the thousands, the millions of doctors who could just remove those.
Yep.
So instead
she goes to
the old doctor guy from the start of the movie.
Useless doctor guy from the start of the movie who's been fired, I think, right?
Yes, because he did surgery on a guy's nose and made it really bulbous for the hell of it. And this is really weird. This is a scene. This is like the only thing from the first act that really comes back apart from her. And it's like, one, okay, he loses his license. Then they go and do this surgery.
Yeah.
Which means he goes back and it's like, hey, let me back in so I can do surgery on this lady. And they're like, sure.
Why not? Come straight in.
So clearly it's not like a hospital or anything. It's like a local doctor's or something.
But then how would they have the equipment if it's just a local doctor?
Yeah, I don't know. It makes no sense.
It's very strange. Anyway, he does the procedure. He cuts off one of her thumbs.
Yep.
And puts it in a metal plate in which we see the thumb twitching around and moving.
Yep.
Of its own accord. The thumb's got a mind.
Really weird.
The thumb's alive.
It's really weird. I don't know.
Nothing comes of that. We never see the doctor again.
Nothing at all. It's so weird. Anyway.
back at the ranch, the police show up and they're like, we want the cranes. Give us the cranes.
Because everyone cares about these cranes for some reason, and I have no idea why.
And the cowgirls are like, you gotta get a warrant. And they're like, no, we're not. We'll just get more firepower. We don't need a warrant.
Yeah.
So that's what they do.
Yeah. And the whole nation is riled up about these birds. Because these birds are like a thing that people care about.
I get if it's trying to be satirical, because that is something that a satirical film would do.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
But it's just not satirical.
No, it doesn't. It's tried to be, it failed.
It's just a mess.
I think it's like trying to bring the whole, like, we care about these birds.
Yeah.
But the birds are doing really well.
Yeah.
Extra well because they're coming together. They're gathering together. Oh, yeah, remember? Yeah. That's a point in the movie.
Also being fed peyote.
Yeah, yeah, well, this is why they're coming together. It's because they're being drugged by the cowgirls.
Oh, dear.
Which is making them
more sociable. A plot point that goes nowhere as well.
Yeah, it's real weird. The National Guard is called in to, help with these cowgirls. Anyway, Thumb's girl, she hitchhikes, but she can't hitchhike with her thumb hand with the, not the big thumb anymore.
Yep.
Because that one doesn't work, but she uses a big thumb once.
If she wanted to get rid of her thumbs, why didn't she get rid of both?
Yeah, no, it's real bizarre that she only gets rid of one.
That's just going to mess you up forever.
Is that a main hand thumb?
Yeah, maybe. Like, if she's right-handed, she did the right hand. I don't know. So she returns to the ranch at that point.
Yeah, she meets up with a girlfriend.
Yep.
And
they're like,
they explain that they drug up the birds, that's why they're doing so well.
Just, what? Don't do that. Don't drug up cranes.
Yeah. The negotiations with the cops are going pretty well.
Yeah.
They delay sentencings and stuff like that.
And Jelly Bean gets on her horse and goes
There is a scene before that. There's a very important scene. They have a sleeping scene where they're lying together. And a shooting star goes past. And then she, signals with the big thumb hand, and it changes the direction of a shooting star. Ooh, what?
She's got supernatural powers.
She's got cosmic-level powers.
She's an X-Man.
Yeah, no, she's an X... She's an Avenger.
I would like Uma Thurman to be in the MCU, though.
Oh,
I think
that would
be great.
That would be amazing.
Oh,
dude. And then it would be she tries to put the Infinity Gauntlet on, but her thumb's too big. Oh! Crazy.
That's so good. Yeah, then Jelly Bean is like, all right, I've got to go negotiate with the FBI.
Yep, and the army and the cops and whatever. And she approaches, but she, pulls out her guns and is like, oh, I better take these off, otherwise they're going to get angsty. And they're like, oh, she's taking out her guns, shoot her. And they immediately shoot on the one cowboy on a horse traveling towards an army.
That's... No.
No, what would have happened...
Because they haven't really shown themselves to be violent people, the cowgirls.
No.
So that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, no. See, what would have happened is she would have approached, they would have seen, oh, she has guns. They would have gone on the announcer.
Yeah.
Because they only announce it, they would have gone on the announcer, put down your guns or whatever.
Yeah.
They would have done at least that first before firing.
Yeah, exactly.
And she would have done so and she would have lived, but no. Yeah.
Ah, well.
Then when she is dying, they're like, put down your weapons, we're coming in. And then they have a big shootout.
It's a big shootout. It's a pretty good shootout for the most part.
It's okay. It's
and
there.
Then, like, it's...
It looks alright. They're
fine.
Shooting at each other.
Yeah.
And then the birds fly in a big flock by, and that stops all the fighting for no reason.
Yep.
No,
they look
reason.
Up into the sky and they see
look
the
at all this
footage of the cranes.
It's so bad. This is the worst scene, is when they're in the middle of the fighting, they're all looking up and it cuts to the stock footage.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
And they're like, oh, we should... Yep.
The lady friend dies.
Yep.
They burn some love letters.
They name the ranch after her.
And that's it. That's the end of
the film.
That's
right, that's where it ends. They don't tie up any of the other stories.
It's ridiculous.
That's where it ends.
I'm rating this an oldie.
Oh yeah, this is an oldie.
It's just...
I don't think it's bad enough to get the Vincent D'Souza Award, but just...
And it was enjoyable to watch, sort of, in a weird way, because of how bizarre it was.
It was like watching a Crash.
But it's a
so like
it's like
it a, was enjoyable to watch the film just slowly destroy itself.
Yeah, no. But it's like it's a toy train or something.
Yeah.
And you're watching it crash and you're like, huh, that was funny. But it didn't do very well on its everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know.
It's just a bit of a mess. I think if there was just...
It's a big mess.
It's a big mess. The whole film is a mess. I think, yeah, maybe if there were less concepts, more character development.
They needed to cut
a
lot of stuff there. Maybe the whole Doctor thing? Just have the surgery with her thumbs getting off. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about that. The old crazy guy, he had a couple of scenes in this film.
Not important, though.
We didn't mention almost any of it because none of it was important.
Yeah.
He had, like, two main scenes.
Yeah.
It was like all these ideas from the books, they just threw them all in. And they cut out all the bits that connected them.
Yeah.
And it's really poorly done.
The music was alright, though.
Yeah, the music was fine.
Music was good.
The actors were fine.
Uma Thurman,
it was
always
just a mess.
Good. Her outfits, really good. In fact, all of the outfits for the film were pretty solid.
It's just...
John Hurt as the Countess was a really fun
Oh, yeah, he was great. Every scene with him was really funny. I actually really enjoyed...
Yeah, same.
Him. So, good on you, mate. Good on you, mate.
But yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's an oldie.
Yeah. Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
Whew.
Oldie from both of us. Don't watch it.
That was rough. Yeah.
I mean, watch it if you want, but also, like, I don't know. Like, will you be wasting your time by watching it? I think so.
Yeah, no, you're definitely wasting your time on that.
Because it's just a nothing film.
Yeah, it's a real big nothing. Because everything leads to nothing.
Yeah.
Even the most important aspects, like her hitchhiking, her thumbs, and maybe the birds or something, it leads to nothing.
Yeah.
It's all a big nothing burger.
Yeah. So my sequel.
Yep.
None of the characters continue from this film.
Oh, yeah. None at all.
I am going even more abstract. In fact, I may even go animated.
What?
For my
sequel
and or spin-off.
Yep.
Because I think it is a spin-off. I think it could be animated.
Yep.
And it is the adventures
of
the clearly sentient Severed Thumb.
Ah, interesting.
Because it's obvious that that thumb can think for itself.
Yeah, no, it was wiggling about. Yeah. Is it like the thing from the Addams Family, except just the giant thumb?
Yes, exactly.
That's all right. I'm all right with that.
So what I'm picturing is the thumb tries to, like, hitchhike, but everyone's freaked out by this thumb that's on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thumb is like, I just want to go somewhere where no one will judge me. The entire film is like narrated, obviously.
Yeah,
I don't think... I know that if it's animated, you could animate a face onto the thumb.
That's not a good idea.
But I don't want to do that. I think I will just have it as a monologue.
Yeah.
Maybe the thumb can go to like a zoo.
Yeah,
and the thumb lives in a zoo.
Maybe it's like joins like a circus. Like a freak
circus.
Show event. Yeah. But it finds out, you know, the circus isn't great.
Circus is bad.
And it's being, like, kept against its will.
Everyone is just bullying it.
Yeah.
And then, like, it gets onto the top of the tree and some crows are like, you can fly.
Yep.
And then it turns into Dumbo, except Dumbo is a thumb.
No. It's not you can fly, it's you can hitchhike.
You can hitchhike. Yes.
Use your
Some
powers.
Some crows are like, you can hitchhike, thumb. Jump off this tree and hitchhike.
Yeah, but it can use its hitchhike powers on, like, animals and birds and stuff.
Also, thinking about it, it could be funny as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that the thumb can deflect, like, shooting stars, apparently.
Jesus, yeah.
Thumb causes a meteoroid to destroy the Earth.
The circus.
Oh, yeah.
Revenge on the circus.
That's how the film ends.
Yeah.
Circus is destroyed.
Yeah, there's this big climax where this...
Yep,
that's cool. I like it. Mine was a bit of a different one.
Okay.
And is a sort of sequel sort of thing. So at first, originally, I was going to do a Kill Bill sort of thing.
Actually, I do feel like watching Kill Bill now.
Instead... Yeah, well, Kill Bill's great.
Yeah, so good.
So, instead, what happens is the sequel to this is that she's approached by Nick Fury.
Oh, no. Yes.
And you have a whole thing where you get a whole bunch of other people with weird power, a bit like X-Men sort
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah.
You just have... Actually, it's just an X-Men tie-in.
This could be how they introduce the X-Men into the MCU.
Yeah, because she meets up with other people, like the Blob or something, you know?
Yeah.
And you have this group of people who have been, like... They, like, go out and fight an evil circus or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and get free Angel or something. Angel's there. Angel can be
part of course.
Yeah.
Although, Angel's not very interesting, so...
Yeah, no. So, what the movie is they have to rescue Angel... Because he's been captured by some evil scientist guys who've also captured maybe Nightcrawler or something.
Yep.
And the whole thing of the mission is that they've got to help these people because the evil scientists are experimenting on these weird body people. And that's sort of the movie. And that's my sequel.
Nice.
So yeah.
There we go.
I think they're pretty good.
I mean, maybe...
Sequel will be way better than anything else. Film.
Yeah. It will, will be more consistent because there'll be an actual plot.
I like your one better, though. It's
really?
It's more... Just
like this animated kids thing about this thumb.
No. Mostly because everyone just dies in the end with a big explosion.
Yeah, no.
You're right.
Who should do the voiceover? I sort of want... who's the guy who does it for Thomas the Tank Engine? Like Ringo Starr?
Oh, yeah. No. Sean Bean.
Oh, Sean Bean.
Yeah,
oh,
just get his voice in for something.
Oh, of course.
Dude... I love his voice. His voice is just so great. I don't care. Morgan Freeman, get about it. Sean Bean, he has the voice of an angel.
Oh, and Elijah Wood can play someone in
Yes! That would be so good.
Well, that is the episode, Zach. We've got to quickly plug some stuff.
Rate us on the iTunes.
Yeah.
Rate us like 5 stars or 1 star.
Don't do that.
Just give us a rating. Be like, hey... Here's something I like. Oh, hey, here's something I don't like about Sandro.
Aww.
So, you know, leave whatever.
Yep.
Message us on our Facebook, on the Instagram. Give us your opinions. Again, tell us how much you hated Sandro being sick this week.
Look, me too.
Be like, hey, don't get sick, idiot. Yep.
No, it's true.
Write that very specifically.
We're back on YouTube. The YouTube's worked out
coming
now.
On my... things.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a thing. Check us out on that.
Should be caught up by now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's up there if you wanted
to
do stuff on YouTube. Big ups to the person who has been disliking all our videos on YouTube. You're a legend.
Thanks,
love ya.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Alright, let's see what we're doing next week.
Yeah, I think we have a few choices.
Alright.
So, we have Beverly Hills Cop 3.
Okay.
I don't want to do another sequel, so don't pick that one.
I don't think I've ever seen a Beverly Hills Cop film before.
Yeah, it would be interesting, but I don't know about seeing third, because then we have to do, like, second,
basically
first,
Police Academy, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, and also we'd have to do...
Yeah, forget about it.
I'm sick of watching... Although we do have to do Three Ninjas 4 at some point.
Yeah, no, that... Oh, not for a long while. then we got Little Buddha.
Okay.
Some monks are searching for a child who is the rebirth of Buddha.
Sounds fun.
Keanu Reeves is in it.
Oh.
Just like this movie.
That's good.
So hopefully he had a better role in it. So that's pretty good.
Cool.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
It feels like you found an obvious choice.
Yeah, it's The Flintstones.
Oh.
Live action adaptation with John Goodman.
Oh.
You gotta do The Flintstones.
It's The Flintstones.
Oh, you gotta do The Flintstones. I think I've seen it, but all I can remember is the live action, like, just the visual of him, nothing else. So I have no idea.
It's got a great cast, though, from memory.
Yeah.
Is it Rick Moranis in it?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
No, 100% we're doing The Flintstones.
Yeah, we got to do that one.
It's just a bit of lighthearted fun after this week's...
Yeah.
What?
Disaster.
What? What was it?
Yeah, it was... Again, it was a nothing burger.
No.
It was just a nothing. All of it didn't matter in any way. The whole film didn't matter.
Yeah.
We should have just done something else. We should have done Little Buddha this week. That would have been better. Anyway.
We always end with our favourite quote from the film we just saw...
That was a few... I like the quotes in this film. The quotes were good. I have my one, which is my favourite ones, which is referring to herself as a hitchhiker, and through this, I have the power of the rhythms of the universe inside me. Because she hitchhikes.
Because she hitchhikes.
The rhythm of the universe goes through her hitchhiking.
That's a little vain, isn't it? A
little bit. Yeah. But that's all right.
A little bit. Yeah. Anyway. I think my favorite has got to be when they're dragging Keanu Reeves into the taxi. And she's like, oh, I've never ridden in a cab before. The whole idea of paying for a ride makes my thumbs hurt.
Yep. What does that mean? We don't know. It's never touched on again.
I think your thumbs just hurt because they're large.
Yep.
That's the episode. All right.
Bye.
Dear me. They never get the blues.
Oh, yeah,
what is the point of this film?
They never get sad at any point. Literally when the main lady dies, is that it? But she doesn't really have like a sad scene.
No.
Oh, God.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.